Good morning, Justin. Good morning, everybody. It is awesome to see you all here this morning. My name is Gay. I'm one of the pastors here. And if you are a guest today, I just want you to know that today is all about you. This is a day where we have invited our friends and family to come and visit River Heights Vineyard, and I want you to know that we have been praying for you to be here today. So welcome. We're so happy to see you. We have a free gift to give you today to say thank you for coming, and Pete, who will be up here preaching shortly, will be out in the welcome area, and he'd love to give that gift to you if you haven't already received one this morning. I'd like to invite our ushers to come forward. We are going to continue our worship this morning through our giving. We have a purpose. Somebody is excited. That's awesome. We have a purpose here at River Heights Vineyard, and it's to help a growing number of people love God, love people, and change the world. So when we give on Sundays, that's the purpose we're giving into. Let's pray together. Lord, I'm so grateful for each person that is in this room this morning. I'm grateful that you have brought us together this morning to worship you, to hear your word. Lord, I am grateful that you love us so much and that every good gift we have comes from you. Lord, thank you that you make us family together. And I ask that as we give today, that you would use the money that is given to further the work that you've called us to. Pray that in your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, if you can dig through your program you got when you came in, you are going to find a card. It's called a connection card. And every week, we ask that you fill this out for us. If you come on a regular basis, we just need your name on there. If you are a guest today, we'd love to have as much information as you're comfortable giving us. I want to highlight on the back of the card, there is a spot where you can write your prayer requests. We would love to pray with you this week. If there's any way that you need God to meet you, the staff pray through these cards every week, and it would be our honor to pray for you this week. When you are done at the end of the service, the cards can go in any of the boxes on the wall as you leave the room this morning. Well, I have a couple of announcements for you. We are getting ready to kick off our fall semester of small groups. Yay! Yeah. Awesome. How many of you are already signed up for a small group? Good job. If you have not signed up for a small group, I want to tell you that at River Heights, small groups are one of the best ways we have for you to meet other people, connect with them, form relationships both with other folks and deepen your relationship with God. We have a catalog in your program. We have about 17 small groups this semester. We've got 3 men's groups and 3 women's groups. We've got groups for my age. You can find that one and figure out which one that is. We've got young adult groups. So there is a group for you. You can look through this. We would love to have you sign up for a small group. One of the options this semester that is going to be happening is Financial Peace University. Barbara and Kent Christofferson will be leading that during the semester. It is a class that gives you an opportunity to learn some good financial principles and skills. It is an awesome program for helping you get rid of debt if you have debt. We're going to watch a quick video clip that will tell you a little more about that.
So I assume you're here to do a debt-free scream.
We sure are.
So how much have you guys paid off?
We paid off $44,000, and it took us 39 months.
Every time I see guys like you all, it gives me hope for the future. You guys are awesome. So what did you learn in Financial Peace University that helped your marriage?
We've just learned so much about each other and strengthened our marriage just through this whole process, growing and learning how to, you know, take care of our finances and take care of our future.
So easily one of the best things we did for our marriage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very proud of you guys. You did it. You sacrificed. You paid off $44,000 worth of debt in 39 months. Dustin and Sammy, count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Three.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
If you are interested in Financial Peace University, you can sign up in the small group section on your connection card. You can see Kent and Barbara out at the FPU table next to the bookstore. Any of the small groups that you're interested in, you can sign up on the connection card or online on the website. Well, I've got one last announcement for you. In 2 weeks, we're going to be having something called a women's retreat. And I'm going to invite Christina Anderson to come up here and share a little bit with us about what that's going to be like.
Hey, ladies. Hi, I'm Christina. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about my story as it relates to women's retreats. I've been attending here for about 12 years. I grew up in the church, and I was very active as a child, as a teenager. And my faith life was really important to me. But like a lot of American teens, I went off to college, and by my early mid-20s, I really had no faith life anymore. I wasn't connected to a church. And coincidentally, my life was kind of imploding around me. And it was a really hard season. I was pretty lost, pretty lonely, and really wanting to get back in touch with Jesus. Carrie Marsden, now Lounsbury, was a college friend, and she said, hey, you should come check out this church that my parents have. And it took a while, but I eventually got here, and I immediately just felt safe. This felt like a safe place to be. And I know I came in the late summer, and I'm sure very quickly Sue Marsden was like, hey, you should come to the women's retreat. And it was a little scary. It was a risk. I didn't know many people, but I decided to go, and I've been going to women's retreats ever since. It's a great experience. So we would love for you to come. Our theme this year is God's love is enough. I don't know about you. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a teacher, so 9 months out of the year, I work outside the home. 3 months of the year, I work inside the home. I'm very clear that with my husband, this is not a vacation. and life is crazy, and I know that I am not enough, but God is. We have some really great speakers and sessions set up. We have some super fun activities, both physical and non-physical, and it's just an amazing time to reconnect with God and to connect with the women at this church and to get to know new people that maybe you wouldn't get to know otherwise. So this is in your program. We have a table out back where you can get registered because today is the last day to register. So I would really encourage you to sign up. You won't regret it. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Christina. That's coming up 2 weeks, September 22nd to 24th. All right, why don't you say something nice to somebody right around you, and Peter will be up to preach in just a moment.